Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And you can also listen to this program because I'm surrounded by some of the brain power at Piedmont Medical Center. Two ladies that are running a very important part of what Piedmont does day in and day out. Jennifer Laws, who is the nurse coordinator for Piedmont's structural heart program, which I know nothing about. I'll make that very clear. And secondly, a lady who just happened to sashay in here that I didn't know was going to be here, Laura Winters, who's a nurse practitioner, and somehow she's involved with all this as well. But we're going to learn about that together. So ladies, thank you for being here. Let's do some introductions. We'll start with you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you so much for asking us to come today. This is such a treat, especially being here at Substation. I was not expecting that.
You can pick up a sandwich before you leave.
Exactly. You read my mind. So I have had the pleasure of working for Piedmont just over a month now.
A month? Oh, boy.
I know.
Seniority.
Exactly. but I have been a registered nurse for almost 25 years.
Okay.
So you can tell. I started when I was five.
Yes.
But I have enjoyed the cardiac service line so much, probably because my grandfather, we always have, somebody has a story, right? So
yeah.
My grandfather, unfortunately, had a massive heart attack when I was 19,
okay.
18, and I had a chance to watch him in the critical care unit at the hospital in Wisconsin.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what just kind of sparked my love for caring for people and the heart overall. So over the last 25 years, I've had the pleasure of working in the open heart area, the step down area, and just throughout the community.
True.
And so.
Wow. So here you are.
Here I
am. And we have this, you've just been announced as the, let me get this right now, the nurse coordinator for Piedmont's structural heart program.
Correct.
Tell me what's the heart structural program?
So great question. So the structural heart program is a program that's been started over the last year. It's a collaboration, or we call it a multidisciplinary team approach, to being able to care for patients here locally when they have a couple of different issues with their heart. So when we say structural heart, you think things like heart valves.
Mm.
So Laura is actually the valve clinic coordinator, which is why I kind of drug her along.
Is that right, drug? Is that right?
Yeah, more or less.
More or less.
And with that, she can speak a little bit about one of the programs that we do. So two programs that we're going to talk about today. The first one is the TAVR program. It's an abbreviation for a valve replacement of the aortic valve.
Okay.
The second part of the program that we're doing is the Watchman device implants.
All right. You're already way ahead of me.
Right. Gotcha.
Got it. All right. Let's stop for a second.
You bet.
And let's make sure we say hello over here to Laura.
Okay.
So she can tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
Absolutely. So my name is Laura Winters. I've been a nurse since 2007 and a nurse practitioner since 2014. I am the valve clinic coordinator at Piedmont Medical Center with cardiothoracic surgery department. And so what we do is evaluating people with valvular heart disease. So they can have symptoms of just feeling real short of breath with any kind of activity, having a lot more fatigue or just feeling tired, maybe even developing some heart failure associated to this aortic valve being narrowed and kind of failing. And so what we do is look at patients with a kind of a team approach with our cardiothoracic surgeons, our cardiologists that work with us at Piedmont Medical Center, as well as nursing and imaging staff, and try to find what's best for each patient to see if they should be more maybe the route of open heart surgery, which is scary, but it's still a very good surgery to go through, or TAVR, which stands for transcatheter aortic valve replacement. So it's more or less a stent valve that we put in, and it folks just usually have it go through a groin artery, sometimes their neck artery, and then they stay overnight in the hospital, and if everything goes well, they can go home as early as the next day.
You know, the technology that is in medicine today just floors me. Mm-hmm. When you start talking about things like this, I mean, who would have ever thought, what is it, 20 years, 25 years ago, whatever it is, Piedmont started a heart program? We've done thousands of open heart surgeries there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And all these new techniques have come on since then, mm-hmm. which, if I understand this correctly, doesn't necessitate all the time having to open somebody up, because you can do this stuff
minimally invasive.
Minimally exactly. invasive.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Yes.
Okay, so back to you, Jennifer. So tell me, you're the TAVR lady, right?
Watchman, TAVR, we work together.
Okay,
work
whatever.
Together. Yep.
All right, so explain to me what these are.
So the Watchman device is a device that's implanted in the left side of the heart. It actually acts like a plug.
A plug.
Yes. So the reason that you would be getting a Watchman is for patients that have atrial fibrillation. So atrial fibrillation is an abnormal or irregular heart rhythm. That in and of itself isn't what you get the Watchman for. The trick is that people that have atrial fibrillation need to be on blood thinners.
Ah.
Okay.
Yep.
When you have AFib, it's a chaotic rhythm. The blood doesn't pump all the way through, kind of just in a good, even squeeze and flow. And some of that blood can get left over, and it can actually stick together and cause blood clots.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Uh-oh. So we don't want blood clots, because blood clots can come from the heart, and they can actually go up to the brain, mm-hmm. which is a stroke. They can go out to the lung, which is like a blood clot in the lung called a pulmonary embolus, or it can actually cause a blood clot in the arteries of the heart, causing a heart attack. So patients with AFib have to be on blood thinners. So let's say our patient's average age is maybe 70,
okay.
72, on blood thinners, medications to help control the heart rate and rhythm. What other problems could these patients have? Could they have diabetes? Could they have problems with balance? Could they have issues with their stomachs? So these are the patients that end up having bleeding issues that make it really hard for them to take blood thinners long term.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you've got AFib. You need to be on a blood thinner to help protect you against having a stroke. But you've had several falls, or you've hit your head and have had a stroke with blood in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've had problems with your stomach, and your doctor tells you, oh, I'm sorry, you can't take blood thinners ever again. That enters into the Watchman. The Watchman device can actually help getting patients off of blood thinners altogether.
So how does this Watchman device get in you? I mean, how do you put it in there?
Yeah, so they go in through the veins in the groins, and through that vein they use a wire and a catheter and a small little tube called a sheath. And so basically they're able to work within the body using these wires and catheters, and they use x-ray as well as echo cardiograms, which is basically an ultrasound of the heart. And so that way they can kind of navigate going in through the veins to find that area of the heart and put that plug in. I think of it as like building a ship in a bottle, so to speak.
Well, yeah, a ship in a bottle. But, you know, this thing is not exactly gigantic, called this vein or artery, whatever it is.
No.
So how do you or the doc or whoever's doing this guide this? I mean, does it have some kind of, I don't know, how's it work?
They've gone through lots of training. And so just like when a lot of the cardiologists, and this is the electrophysiologist that does this, Dr. Brenio, at Piedmont Medical Center, but they go in lots of training and go in using x-rays so they can kind of see where the wires and everything are going, and then also the ultrasound of the heart. And so they know exactly where they're looking at inside the heart.
But they're actually seeing this on a screen as
mm-hmm.
this is going on,
yep.
correct?
Yep.
Exactly. Technology.
Damn. It's just, it's unbelievable. It's unreal. So this is this Watchman something new? It's been out there for a while.
The Watchman device itself isn't new. It's new. It's a new program here to Piedmont.
Right.
But over the last probably about 5 to 7 years, it has really, the FDA has approved it as a treatment, and it's moved forward in some of the larger centers
sure.
as a treatment.
Okay. Well, you know, I always remember, this is going back years and years and years ago, when they took a look at heart disease across the country. If you took a look at South Carolina, mm-hmm. we were like right there at the top of the mm-hmm. heap. I don't know whether that number's changed at all. And if we looked right here at York County, we were unfortunately right at the top of that list. I gather we got a lot of heart disease around here.
Exactly. I think a lot of this that's a little tricky in trying to identify what patients have is they can – it's very common to just chalk it up to old age. You know, I'm slowing down. I'm getting older. I don't really want to, you know, do as much because I get real tired out. But a lot of times when we see these folks with this aortic valve stenosis, they've kind of had some sort of symptoms that maybe are getting chalked up to just kind of old age. And even it's something that we can kind of treat. And so patients will have a murmur. So they'll say, oh, I've had a murmur for years. And the way to really evaluate it is getting an ultrasound of the heart called an echocardiogram.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we want to do that is because we want to know, is this something that we want to know more about so we can try to improve and make it better? And it's amazing to see the patients and how well they feel after they get that new valve replaced. I think I've heard from a lot of patients, they didn't know they could feel this good, but it's something that's been slowly kind of creeping on over time because the way that the aortic valve becomes narrowed, it doesn't happen overnight. It's something that happens very slowly, and so it's very easy to kind of subside those symptoms.
You know, if it's one thing I've heard time and time and time again, doing programs like this is we all are responsible for our own bodies,
mm-hmm.
and we don't do a good job taking care of them. Simple things like a routine visit to see your doc,
mm-hmm.
for him to check you out, just like you check your car out for, you know, a
exactly.
lube oil and filter.
Exactly.
Well, that's what needs to be done with your own body.
Yep.
And when you reach a certain age, whatever that age is, maybe it's 50, 60, something like that, you need to go get somebody who's a specialist like a heart specialist to check out the old ticker and see how she's doing, you know,
exactly.
get the measurements so you know exactly where you are.
Exactly.
And try to be proactive on this stuff rather than reactive, because if you can lip this thing, if you can figure out that if there's a problem in advance,
mm-hmm.
we can fix it before there's a problem.
Exactly. I mean, I my philosophy when I take care of patients is I get that life gets busy. And it's really not fun to be in the hospital. And so by kind of making sure that we're checking everything thoroughly and kind of treating things as we can to kind of help patients still keep living their lives and not being stuck in the hospital all the time.
So this device, this Watchman device is put in there. It gathers these clots that may be about to happen. Is that what you're telling me?
It acts like a plug.
A plug.
It does. It acts like a plug. So it seals off this area called the left atrial appendage. I kind of think of it almost like an appendix for the heart. Everybody has one, doesn't necessarily cause any purpose, but it acts as a plug to block off that area, because that area is kind of all full of little crevices and nooks and crannies, and the blood can get in there, get stuck, and that's where the clots form.
Ah.
So the Watchman device itself, it actually almost looks like, I think it looks like a backgammon birdie. And it goes in. We use, during the procedure, Dr. Brenio and the staff go ahead and they look at the patient's anatomy. We've already looked at it beforehand by using a CAT scan.
Right.
And they kind of know what to expect. And they go ahead, they measure, and these little birdies or these Watchman devices actually fit. There's different sizes, and they fit over the hole.
Right.
Pops it open. It blocks that whole appendage. Yep. And so what we do is we want to make sure that that area is sealed off. We don't want any blood clots. We check to make sure there's not blood clots before we seal it off, like
right.
closing off a tunnel. And then afterwards, we make sure that everything's sealed up nicely, so that way blood can't get around it and go in there and clot.
So does this device have to be, I don't know, checked every once in a while to make sure that it's clean or whatever?
That's a great question. So initially, yes, we do need to make sure that we make sure before we finish the procedure that it's where it's supposed to be. And patients do have to stay on short-term blood thinners. So benefit outweighs the risk. We make sure that, because we don't want anything to stick to the watchman before our body kind of makes it our own. And then around 45 days, about 6 weeks after, the patients go ahead and they either have another echocardiogram where they look down the throat into the heart to see, or they can actually use another CAT scan and take a look to make sure that the device itself is where it's supposed to be, that it's functioning normal, and that it's got everything blocked off.
But normally it's one and done?
One and done.
So you come back for an annual checkup and...
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Now, it's still going to be super important that these people that get the Watchman are following up with their primary care provider, that they're seeing their general cardiologist. And Dr. Brenio, being an electrophysiologist, will still most likely be involved because of the atrial fibrillation.
And he's one of like a dozen cardiologists at Carolina Cardiology Associates. So there's a whole team of them over there.
Correct.
A whole bunch of them.
Yep. And we've been working together with not only Carolina Cardiology Associates, but Carolina Heart Specialists, kind of just as a group to make sure that we're identifying patients that would benefit from this. You know, it's something that, because it's new here in the community, we want to make sure that we can make it available to everybody that needs it.
So you're going back out to, I don't know, your base of patients and say, look, we've got this here now, and we think you might be a good candidate for it. Come talk to us?
Exactly. And you're helping us by letting us talk to you today and kind of spread the word within the community that this is an option, that this is something that's out there, and we are looking to make sure that we can take care of the people that we live and take care of here in the community. That's so important.
So even though this program is going to be posted online here in about 20 minutes, that doesn't mean everybody's going to go back and listen to it. So if if they want to find out more about this, how do they find out more about it?
Absolutely. I have contact information. You can always look at newheartvalves.com, which is actually an internet search to look for your nearest TAVR hospital, and you'll have Piedmont Medical Center come up with our contact information, or talk more with their doctor and just say, hey, I'm wondering if this is something that is maybe something I should get checked out. How do I go about it? They can always put a referral into a cardiologist or the Piedmont Medical Center Structural Heart Program.
So it sounds like nationwide, there's thousands of people out there with this device in them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, these are two smart, bright, intelligent ladies, and they know what we're going to do here. We make fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And what is it that brings people back in here day after day after day after day? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
You got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Last year was a big year for Founders Federal Credit Union and our amazing members. A total of $30 million was given back to qualifying members in the form of loyalty bonus dividends, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. Founders is also committed to pouring time and resources into the local communities we serve. If you aren't a member yet, what are you waiting for? Join Founders today. Visit foundersfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited-time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Two fine representatives of, not Winthrop University, but Piedmont Medical Center. I don't know why. I just looked over there. That's Winthrop over there. Okay, Piedmont's this way, Winthrop's that way. All right. Jennifer Laws, who's a registered nurse. She is the nurse coordinator for Piedmont's Structural Heart Program. And with her, she drug her in here, screaming and yelling, but she's doing okay. Laura Winters, who's a nurse practitioner and the Valve Clinic Coordinator. Yes, has I got sir. That right? I got that right.
Yes, sir.
You did. Okay, I'm working on all these, this nomenclature. So TAVRs, you represent, you said
yes, sir.
Piedmont's a TAVR hospital.
Yep, so TAVR stands for transcatheter aortic valve replacement, and it's a device, it's a procedure that actually got FDA approved in the U.S. in 2011.
Okay.
But folks in Europe were doing it far before then, and it's really kind of came out initially for folks who needed their aortic valve replaced, but were not candidates to have open heart surgery. And over time, patients have done so well with this that they've actually expanded it so that folks can have more access to this type of procedure, which is, again, going through the groin arteries typically and putting basically a stent valve in place inside the heart. And so normally when folks have aortic valve replacement surgically, they need to have open heart surgery where they open the chest bone, they put them on a heart-lung bypass machine, and they actually cut out the bad valve and sew in a new one. It's a good procedure. As you can imagine, it takes a little bit more time to recover from and have a little bit more to it as far as the procedure itself. Now, with TAVR, which stands for transcatheter aortic valve replacement, patients come into our cath lab unit just like they would for kind of a coronary angiogram to look at the blood vessels. And with this, we use wires and catheters, or the doctors do. And then we also do a temporary pacemaker basically through the vessels. So through their veins and through their arteries, and then we actually go inside and put this new valve in place. So once we're done, it's working like it should right away. And patients usually do very, very, very well with this. And so they usually only have to stay into the hospital one night versus if you have open heart surgery, which is variable to each patient because everyone is unique. They might have to stay in the hospital for maybe 4 days to maybe even a little longer, like a week or so, or need rehab.
It's interesting, we sit here in 2024 and we talk about open heart surgery like it's putting a Band-Aid on your finger because it's so commonplace anymore. Mm-hmm. People having it done, as I said, Piedmont's been doing this at least 20 years, if not longer. Mm-hmm. And there have been thousands of open heart surgery cases up there. It is amazing. So how are we going about notifying all these people who would be good candidates for all this technology?
Yep, so this is a great avenue where we can actually reach some people, and just, you know, if they're kind of having some trouble with knowing how they have a murmur, maybe they're having some trouble with feeling more tired, short of breath, getting that checked out, knowing that this is an option. But also, if you have irregular heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation, nowadays with these smart watches that everyone has, you can check to see if your heartbeat is beating irregular. And if you have any trouble with kind of bleeding issues, it could be, you know, bruising or a fall risk, or having actually something where you have like a bleeding stomach ulcer, things like that, or, you know, worse comes to worse, a stroke. Getting this checked out and just knowing what your options are. We also are trying to reach out to a lot of our primary care doctors. I know they're very busy and trying to get everyone on the whole medical healthcare team knowing that we have this here.
You're nodding your head over here, Jennifer.
Exactly. Exactly. We do have a phone number and a fax number. We can make sure that that gets onto the website as well. That's a direct link to myself and to Laura.
Sure.
So patients can call and we can help direct them as well. Tell them, hey, give your primary care a call. Have you had this done? Have you had the testing, et cetera? Try to help navigate that as well. And we're going to be, hopefully, moving forward, being able to provide a little bit more community education and being able to reach out to patients and other providers in the community as well.
I would think, really, anybody who, you know, has a heart issue, working with a doctor, of, you know, a cardiologist, with any, I would think, you know, hey, doc, what's new out there that I should know about? Simple question like that, because this technology keeps changing so fast. There's no way the patient's going to know this. I mean, that's the whole concept behind staying in touch with a doc.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think nowadays it's very important for patients to be aware also of what other options are for them and be kind of being their own advocates when it comes to their health care. I think you had spoken a little bit about that too. And so knowing, having patients stay informed about what therapies there are. And they don't need to go to the big city. They can do something just, you know, more regionally, just coming to Rock Hill. You know, traffic, 77.
Really?
Some
is
of
there
that
a
stuff.
Traffic problem on I-77?
I'm newer here, but yeah. Being able to get something taken care of close to home is very nice for patients.
Well, it makes a lot of difference, not only for the patient, but for the family members of that patient. Being able to visit, you know, Piedmont here in Rock Hill or Piedmont in Fort Mill makes one heck of a lot of difference than traveling to downtown, that suburb to the north. I keep forgetting its name. Charlotte. That's what it's called. Yeah. All right. Well, ladies, this has been great. A lot of good information. What was that website you said before?
Newheartvalves.com.
Newheartvalves.com.
Yep.
All right.
And if you search for Taver Hospitals, Piedmont Medical Center will come up, as well as our contact information.
And that's the key. Get to Piedmont Medical Center, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, right? And just start searching, take a look. And if you know somebody in your family or a neighbor, a good friend of yours, and you hear about this conversation about, hey, new technology to help you out with your, whatever issues you have with your heart, tell them. Crying out loud,
exactly.
Tell them. Simple as that. Well, ladies, I know you're busy. You got other things to do besides sit here and talk to me. You want to order a sandwich, I can tell that. Looking at
hopefully everybody didn't just hear my stomach growl.
Okay. Well, listen, Jennifer, thank you very much. Jennifer Laws. And, of course, Laura Winters, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for
here
having
in our Straight Talk program. And thanks to Piedmont Medical Center for making this thing happen. Because it's always interesting to hear about services that I know nothing about, which is clearly obvious when people listen to me ask questions. I know nothing about this stuff, but very interesting. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented, of course, by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporian, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, ladies, you did so well that the good doctor right behind you has arrived. He is our main cheerleader here. He knows all about this stuff because he eats here every day. Fresh subs and salads, 7 days, I'm sorry, 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How do we do it at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.